super survival food.
Not guilty!
Not a one!
They just let a baby killer, an obvious baby killer, out of jail.
I'm okay with the verdict because, you know what, justice does prevail and maybe she was innocent.
I thought that she would have been found guilty at 10 hours of deliberating, and this is what our system comes to? This was, I mean, it's a travesty what's happened, but this is, there's so much more to this case than that. This is a breakdown of our judicial system.
Orlando residents are taking this so personal, because this is so personal to us, and they just let a baby killer out of jail. I mean, they just let a baby killer, an obvious baby killer, out of jail.
I don't know what those jurors were thinking for someone to get away with killing their child. Like I said, there wasn't enough evidence to prove for a fact that she killed that child, even though she did.
They should get the justice for that. Everybody see the girl is lying.
Has a baby killer gone free and gotten away with it, or was this justice? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Trust me, I know we got bigger fish to fry, but how can we escape what has happened in a courtroom in Orlando, Florida? Casey Anthony, you heard there the announcement being beamed out, pushed across on the outside steps of an Orlando courthouse because so many people were clamoring to get in every single day and there was so much news media there. So that was the reaction, the raw reaction that you heard after she was found not guilty of murdering her daughter, Kaylee, who was 2 years old. In 2008, that was when Kaylee was found, of course. What ever led the jury to this verdict? I mean, that's the question that I have. Was it because of the DNA evidence, the lack of the DNA evidence? Was it because of the lack of a true cause of death? How her body was decomposed, the skeletal remains that they found, and the fact that once again you have these pictures, these images of this two-year-old girl in your mind, but yet time went on. This was a circumstantial case, to be sure, but I truly believe that the prosecution thought this was winnable. They thought they had her, and they did not have her. It took less than 11 hours of deliberating for this jury. Now, she was convicted on 4 misdemeanor counts of providing false info to the cops, the people investigating. But most likely, because she's been in prison for all these years, she'll probably walk free. So was justice served? Or did a baby killer get set free, basically? She has her get-out-of-jail card for sure. I mean, what a horrific thing that the victim, the voice of the victim, is squelched in this case. I mean, this was a capital case. She could have gotten the death penalty. Prosecutors, their case all along was that she used chloroform to put her daughter out. What kind of monster does that? Then duct taped her mouth and nose to suffocate her. Then they alleged that she put Kaylee in the trunk of her car for a few days before getting rid of her. Remember, there was heavy forensic testimony about the smell of death, the stench of death coming from the car trunk. But did this jury have a hard time accepting that the little girl's body had been in the car trunk? Wow. Jury selection even moved because of all the publicity surrounding this case. The jurors have been sequestered in Orlando in a hotel for the trial. 36 days this went. Wow. so bad, the prosecutor, one of the prosecutors on this, who had been a prosecutor for his entire life for 30 years, that's it for him. He's done. Wow. So justice served or not, do they not have enough actual evidence? Remember, 31 days for Casey Anthony to go to police. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, my question is that, how would you wait 31 days to go to the cops if it was an accidental death? Come on. All right, your turn to react, America. You know how I feel. I'm sickened by this. Sickened by this verdict. But this is our system of justice. So we're talking about a couple of different things here. 800-259-5791. Ronnie in Utah, you get the first crack at this, my friend, here on America Tonight. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What do you think? Was justice served in this because you have to look at the evidence and the circumstantial case, or no, is this just one big ripoff for this little girl who's the victim in all of it?
Well, I gotta agree with a lot that you say, but then you just allegedly said that supposedly that she had used this stuff to knock out her baby, put duct tape over her. Now, was there other people that actually saw her do this?
No, they never had that. They never had that. That was all part of piecing it together.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
yeah.
If they saw it, see, that's the problem. I mean, I'm not trying to stick up for her or whatever, but what if she really didn't do it? I mean, you know, they can characterize things, and I agree with your thing on the trunk that it smelled like it. Now, I can't piece that all together. But there's a lot of loose ends in this case that also that don't make any sense.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of loose ends. The chloroform, completely, because why are you looking that up constantly? What are you doing? What's going on there? The body in the trunk of the car. And then one of the main things, how do you wait 31 days? How would you wait 31 days? I don't care if you're a party girl, a young girl, or whatever, a young mother. How would that be? I don't know any mother, young or older, or anyone, father either, that would wait that long.
Yeah, but how do you justify the means at first when she come up missing? First she says that the nanny took her.
Right, exactly.
And then it goes on and on and on.
I know.
So, but even though she lied in that and it wasn't right, to me, I'm not saying that the verdict was right, but I've got to say that there was just too many loose ends in the case. But let me just bring up one other quick point that just relates to it. You know, real quick, like, and it's not trying to change the subject. What's the difference in this case or what TSA does to the people? I mean, you call your own government, your representatives, you talk to their aides, it's like they're so dumbed down, they don't even care. It's like, oh, yeah, I'll pass it on. You know, it's a good thing. I'm sure glad you brought that to our attention. I mean, you know what? I wouldn't even put up that for 2 minutes, having my mother groped in her...
You know what? Hey, two different subjects, but I understand where you're going with this. I mean, are you saying we're just a nation of dummies and that dummies are running everything? And so basically, there's not a lot of common sense out there, and it's just pure luck whether you're talking about a so-called jury of your peers or a very crazy analogy about the TSA. I think that's kind of what you're trying to say there. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
How many people listening to this show? I mean, think about it. How many people listening to this show really believe, put everything aside for a second, and be honest, do you think that this 25-year-old girl killed her daughter, or no, something else happened? Who do you think did it? And see, there's the question. If she didn't do it, really, do you buy the accidental drowning in the pool? And the cover-up then for the month-long period, especially if you watched any of the father or heard any of the stuff that we were talking about here on America Tonight. Reaction, 800-259-5791. Here's what Lawson Lamar, he's a state attorney in Florida. Here's what he had to say about the wrap-up of this case. Take a listen.
This is Justice in America. We go forward to fight again tomorrow with great thanks to all the people that have helped us do our duty. Our mountain of evidence did not eliminate, in the jury's view, every reasonable doubt. I never, ever criticize a jury. Theirs is the task of deciding what to believe.
Which is true. It is their task to decide, and I think they made the wrong decision, but reasonable doubt, that's what it always hinges on. And remember, very early on, when this case started, maybe a week or so in, we had an attorney, a criminal attorney on from Southern Florida, and he said he thought that there was a great chance that she was not going to be found guilty. He said, all it takes is one, and I don't think she's going to be found guilty. So she's not only found not guilty of murder, but manslaughter, aggravated child abuse. So that's not child neglect, everything that has unfolded in this, the whole case of everything we heard. And we don't really know some of the things that hinged on that decision because the jurors didn't want to talk about this afterwards. They didn't want to talk about it. Now, the Anthony family did release a statement because I know you're all curious about that, right? And they said, in a nutshell, that the jury made a fair decision. And George, Cindy, and Lee Anthony say that they have some sort of closure, even though they might never know what happened to Kaylee. That's the statement that they released, that now there is closure in this whole thing. You think of 2008 and how long this has been going on. And you could see this wear on this crazy, twisted family, some of the turns and the twists that have taken place in the courtroom. But I really, truly believe that even the family, they said the right thing, but even the family might have been stunned by the verdict. The family says that they hope they'll be given time by the media, which they won't, to reflect on the verdict and decide the best way to move forward privately. Because think about this, they're torn in all these different directions. And, of course, the granddaughter dead in the middle of this whole thing. So the bottom line is that you're still going to have paparazzi. You're still going to have people crawling around trying to get the answers. And somebody said to me today, and this is very cynical, but how long before she sells the rights to her story to Hollywood? I guarantee it. Absolutely. Somebody write a book for her, do the ghostwriting thing. This is not done by any stretch of the imagination. Bernard is listening to us in Michigan. You get a crack at this. Hey, Bernard.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I happen to agree with the verdict altogether, and I imagine that when all these people retired to the jury room, they found out they all had a common opinion and that they were all feeling the same way that I did. Now, the reason is because I pictured this girl who was showing, tumbling with her little baby, playing with her, and all these movies and pictures that were showing of a mother dealing well with her child. It made us all us fathers and grandfathers, think about the children that we've tumbled with and played with on the floor. And this is the image that you have when you were going into the jury room. You sure weren't going to come back and convict that girl with all these questions about how did this baby die? Nobody really knows. But you want us to believe that she planned to kill the baby. We don't know that. It could have been an accident or rough play or something that we don't understand. But picturing her as a mother being deserted by her own father, who weren't going to hug her after the decision. Her mother wasn't going to hug her. The father of the baby wasn't going to hug her. I don't know about the brother. I didn't see him around.
Right.
So I think that all of us were wanting that girl to get a hug and have people say they didn't prove that she killed that kid and you look like you and that baby had a good rapport. So that is why I think the way I do. I certainly didn't agree with O.J. Simpson thing. You mentioned that earlier. But I think that you're on the wrong rail here. Even if she proves that she's a liar and somewhat not of a trustworthy or a dependable type person, it really doesn't matter what happens in the future. It doesn't have anything to do with this baby. But the picture of her loving that child, that's the picture that we always have in our minds.
All right, fair enough. Because, Bernard, you're the second person to say that. So far, two people disagree with me, and they think that justice was served for different reasons. And Bernard saying that that picture that you get is that she was loving the baby and that they didn't really prove this, and we don't really know what happened. I mean, see, here's the thing. You might have seen the pictures of that, but you also have the portrait, and Bernard, remember this, of the girl who just wanted to go and party. She wanted to go be with her boyfriend, out all night, be at the nightclubs, hanging out. She's 25. She's a kid. Yeah. But she's got this baby. So are you thinking the baby's in the way? This is not working out. Because here's where the disconnect comes in. forget all the other stuff just for a second. Just looking at this, and again, everybody's looking at this through different eyes. She wants to go and party. She's out partying. She's hanging out. She doesn't seem to be so concerned. The daughter is missing for 31 days, and finally, ooh, we better report this to the police. That's awry right there. Whatever. Do you really buy that there was an accidental drowning in the pool and the father was involved in that? I mean, Bernard says it sounds as though he's saying she was a sympathetic character. Now, if you looked at it directly on the evidence, it was circumstantial. The case had to be circumstantial because he's right about that. We don't know. The lack of direct evidence, the incriminating DNA, so much hinges on DNA. We know people that have been on death row, then they find the DNA, they go through these back cases, and then they're cleared. That's happened a few times, sadly, where somebody was improperly imprisoned and given life, and really they were on death row even, and the DNA cleared them so many years later. They couldn't find that incriminating DNA on the little girl's skull. So maybe the forensics, where a lot of people thought it was strong, maybe the forensics blew up on the prosecutors. You know, I was watching Mark Garagos on one of the shows. You remember him. He's been involved in many famous cases, many, many famous cases. He's one of those guys that comments on anything to do with criminal cases and the law. And he was saying that the verdict was the only logical verdict, that the prosecution was flat, that they, were doing this character assassination, which is kind of what Bernard is saying, but they didn't have the evidence, so they weren't compelling. 800-259-5791. Obviously, it's very difficult to try to figure out what a jury is going to do. That's why people pay so much money to have others look at jurors and try to assemble the right jury. That's part of the whole thing, picking the jury. So I guess the circumstances, you know, the verdict showed that the circumstances of what happened to Kaylee never really became part of this process, because we do not know how she died. We don't know how she died. There's no definitive answer to that. So was the jury just totally off? Did they let an innocent person or a guilty person go free, or was she an innocent person all along? 800-259-5791, or hit us up through the website, americatonight.net. Click on the email. We're going to the mail next.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com, or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. but Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big stories that we could talk about coming off of a holiday weekend. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you enjoyed your time with your family. Got a chance to kick back and remember what Independence Day is all about. Speaking of independence, though, Casey Anthony will probably get hers. She's got four counts she's facing of lying to the cops, pretty much. But she's already done time. Most likely the judge lets her out. Most likely, if anything, it's probably short-term what she would do. So some people are feeling relief. Some people think like the system is definitely working. And some are flat-out angered at this Casey Anthony verdict. So she's still in custody. Depends on what happens on Thursday in that sentencing. But all the heavy charges, of course, the biggest one, she was looking at execution in the death of her daughter. So that won't happen. That won't happen. Her eyes filled with tears in the pictures I saw and some of the little bit of video. She was trembling when they read the verdict that she was found not guilty. You had people yelling baby killer outside of the courtroom. Other people screaming that it was justice And you think about all of the big trials that we've had in this country, and there have been a slew of them. You know, you can go way back to some sad, sad cases. I guess the most recent one, I say they're sad because it's always sad for the victims. The thing that I hate the most about any of this, and pretty much in anything that I talk about, the victims who really, I feel like they're not represented, and of course they're not. And that's the idea of painting the picture of the living, breathing person who was whose life was snuffed out. And this was a two-year-old that we're talking about. Remember in the case of O.J. Simpson, it was his ex-wife and Ronald Goldman. Of course, Fred Goldman and the Goldman family, I don't think have ever. And how do you? I mean, how do you get closure? I don't think they've ever bounced back completely at all from the death of their son, brother, etc. In the case of Casey Anthony, the trial, it was a month and a half, and the jury took less than 11 hours to reach the verdict. I think they knew what they were thinking before they really got in that room. It was very CSI, because so many people relate to CSI, all the ridiculous, you know, what do they have, CSI, who knows, Paris now. You know how many they have, like New York, Miami, whatever it is. But regardless, people fancy themselves amateurs because they've watched years of CSI, but that was much like CSI, piecing things together, the smell of death inside of a car trunk, and the hard partying young mother who was out there and didn't say anything for 31 days. She could have gotten the death penalty. She could have gotten the death penalty. Mm. I think the popular opinion on this one is she's guilty. But the jurors have to do, they do, they have to look at reasonable doubt. They did not find that they could go for the jugular, so to speak. Popular opinion overall, I think, is that she is guilty. So did the system work? I mean, there's a question. Did the system work? Mm. Trust me, we haven't heard the last of this. I don't think she's just going to slide away. I mean, I could be wrong about that. There was massive, 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 could I say it another time, media attention over the Kaylee Anthony story and Casey Anthony's trial. Remember, these jurors were hauled in from Tampa, sequestered the entire time. They listened to all that testimony. They looked at 400 pieces of evidence. She never took the stand. Now, the defense attorney, Jose Baez, looks like a genius for that. She never took the stand. Never was asked the questions. Never. And what a twisted thing that trial became, where people were desperate to get into the courthouse. So there would be 50 seats up for grabs, and people would fist fight at midnight while they were standing in line, camped out to get a ticket, to get a seat to the trial. I'll tell you what, it's sad, sad, sad to look at the photos of the little girl. You see her with the big bug eyes and just the grin on her face, and I think that part just breaks your heart. Somebody in the Anthony family knows the truth. They know the truth and what happened here, and they're going to live with it. They're going to live with it because somebody knows. They do. All right, I said we were going to check out a couple of emails on this, and we are going to make a fast dive for the email bag because so many of you sounded off on the Anthony trial. So quickly, let's definitely head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you. This one is from Anne, listening to us in Illinois. Kate, I cannot believe that anybody, I've been listening to this now for hours on cable TV, I cannot believe that anyone with a brain in their head thinks that this woman did not kill her daughter. I think she wanted to go out and have her fun, and the little girl got in the way and got on her nerves because she was a kid herself. Justice was not served. Let's hope people don't forget Kaylee Anthony. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from John. who says, America Tonight, oh, the verdict was read. I was stunned. Were you? I have to say, I don't believe anything that this woman had to say about the death of her daughter. How could any jury find her not guilty? She is hardly innocent. She's lucky. That's what I believe. All right, here's another one. This one is from Dennis Callahan. Hello, Kate Delaney. I know you've been following the Anthony trial and have had somebody on each and every week talking about some of the particulars of the evidence and what the prosecution and the defense have had to go through and the twists and turns of this one. I know you're going to be stunned by this, but deep in my heart, I think she did it. But they didn't prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. You've said this before, that you've got lawyers in your family. They would tell you the same thing, even if it really makes us all sad. The right thing happened in this courtroom because it shows that the system does work. Shame on the prosecutors. They went down the wrong road, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Well, that's what ultimately, 400 pieces of evidence, I don't know. I think they got burned out on everything that they had to hear day in and day out over and over and over and over again. Like I said, somebody knows the truth, and they got to carry that burden around. They got to carry it around. It's funny because there's so many different ways to look at this. Was it the evidence just wasn't there? Was the defense just that good? I think the reaction mostly was people were surprised by it, but it's true. Like, you do have to look at the words, reasonable doubt. If you're a juror, and then, you know, that's part of the whole jury thing. Could you be a juror? Could you sit in this? Could you have sat there and listened to this whole thing and really have focused on just that? Is this reasonable doubt to me? Is this reasonable doubt to me? Not, ooh, I'm hearing that she's this hard partying chick and how cold-blooded, not talking to the cops for 31 days. How could you do that? And, you know, all the other things that were thrown out there. And I'd be curious, too, since she didn't take the stand, will anybody ever get the interview? And that's what they're scrambling for, trust me. The Barbara Walters, the Diane Sawyers of the world, you know, the people with the 10,000 producers are scrambling to hear what she has to say. And I don't know that she'll talk. Maybe in a book or maybe rights to a movie or something like that, but I don't know that she'll pop on the tube. And see, here's the thing. It is true. The burden of proof is on the prosecution. They have to prove it. They have to prove it. And especially in the death penalty case anyway, you can't make any mistakes about that. It is beyond any doubt, beyond a reasonable doubt. The law is the law, and that's the way it was written. So did they not do that? They didn't do it. I mean, that's the answer. They didn't do it. And all the money that was spent on this trial, and how much, hundreds of thousands of dollars for the state of Florida to put this on. A lot of people trying to compare it to the O.J. Simpson trial and the fact that the prosecution didn't convince the jury. But in the case of O.J. Simpson, I mean, he had the dream team. I think he had the best lawyers money could buy. In this case, I would say circumstantial cases anyway are hard to prove. Very, very hard to prove. Talking about reasonable doubt. Simply put, I guess, that there were theories, there were ideas, there were possibilities, but they just didn't have, especially the DNA, did not have the DNA. But what happened to this little girl? So this goes into the book, says, oh, well, very sad. Very sad that this happened. Who knows? Somebody knows in that family. 800-259-5791. Taking calls next.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua. Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The National Football League is loaded with traditions, including a game that marks the beginning of the football season. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take 1 weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
It makes sense that the NFL would kick off its preseason on the weekend that honors some of the best to ever play in its league every year at the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. The first game was played in 1962. The Giants and the St. Louis Cardinals ended in a 21-21 tie. From 71 to 2008, a team from the AFC and the NFC, the two conferences that, of course, now make up the NFL, competed. Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Chicago, and Washington have played the most times. 5. The Redskins, by the way, have won every single time they played. Sometimes Mother Nature has played a role in the game. In 1980, both the Green Bay Packers and the San Diego Chargers were scoreless in the end due to severe lightning in the fourth quarter. It happened one other time. That was the Packers. The Kansas City Chiefs ended up winning 9-0. Next month, lockout or not, the NFL Hall of Fame game will be played, pitting the Bears against the Rams. This is the Sports Princess for Sports Shorts.
Down the street, pull way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of the seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip.
Oh, now while the fascination will die down certainly over the Casey Anthony verdict in the next couple of days, where will our focus go? Will it land on the fools in Washington who still can't get it right and get us back in the black or somewhere else? We do live in a nation of distraction. But I think this distraction is worth a discussion because we're talking about our legal system and did it fail us or did it work? Was this little victim failed? And that's what I would say. Lost in all of this is the fact that a 2-year-old girl is dead. And how did she die? At whose hand? Really, was it some accidental death? Was it something in a swimming pool as the defense painted that picture? I think all of that didn't play a part into the jury's decision. I think the pounding over and over again about reasonable doubt was where their focus was. And that the circumstantial stuff, and there was no so-called smoking gun, there was duct tape and chloroform looked up and a lot of other things, but not a direct hit. If you could have said, hey, this DNA links her to the death of her daughter, meaning Casey Anthony, then perhaps the verdict would have been different. In fact, I think it would have absolutely been that she would have been found guilty. So it takes only 11 hours, actually less than 11 hours, and Casey Anthony is cleared by the jury. No cause of death in this one, probably, and DNA evidence, etc., played a part in what the jury decided, I believe. And we don't know that either for sure, because the jurors didn't want to talk afterwards. But they found Casey Anthony not guilty of first-degree murder and the other more serious charges against her in the death of Kaylee back in 2008 was when that happened. But they convicted her still on 4 misdemeanor counts, false information to the law enforcement types, the cops really that were investigating all of this. And I'll be curious if the jurors eventually come out, because everybody and anybody is trying to get reaction from the jurors, reaction from Casey Anthony naturally, but she's not talking to anyone at this point. And remember, her defense team kept throwing up really Jose Baez that she died, the little girl died in the above ground pool, and that her father panicked when he found her there, covered up the death. He, of course, denied that when he gave his testimony. But, they thought that, okay, he didn't know how to deal with the accident, and she didn't know how to deal with the accident, and that's what happened. And remember, what they kept, when they talked about her behavior after the daughter disappeared, they kept pointing out that she was in Orlando nightclubs and that she was in a hot body contest at one point. And it seems like the jurors, though, didn't focus at all on any of the prosecution going after her character, any of that. That really what they focused on, without a doubt, they focused on the lack of evidence. Lack of evidence. And I wonder if this hadn't been a capital murder case, would it have been a little bit different as well? But to me, the thing that especially is so heinous is the fact that you have a dead girl, all this drawn-out drama in the courtroom, and still no answer to the riddle as to what happened. No answer whatsoever. It really wasn't one of those CSI put together in an hour and you're out the door and it's all wrapped up kind of cases. So that's why 5 weeks and counting, and the jury didn't take long to render their decision. All right, Kate D, hanging with you here on America Tonight. You know the drill. You want to sound off, please. Feel free to do so. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. Hey, Kate, first of all, I heard this name a few weeks back when the summer was starting at about anywhere from 20 to 30 children drowned every year in backyard pools in America.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, 310 million people, that's not a lot, but, you know, it happens. And those parents don't freak out, run, and try to hide, or the mothers or whatever, you know, they call the cops. Cops get there. The MTs get there. Coroner does an examination. Baby drowned, child drowned, or whatever. Place closed. Maybe the parent gets charged or gets, you know, written up for lack of supervision or whatever, negligence. They don't go to jail, Kate. Okay? So this idea about she drowned in the pool, you don't turn around and you haven't done anything. If that's what actually happened, they haven't done anything wrong. It happens, Kate. Can't get away. You know, you can't follow your kids 24/7, unfortunately,
yeah,
you know.
I agree.
They get out,
yeah.
They go jump in the pool, they drown.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine whose kid jumped in a pool. They fortunately survived. They think he was in there for over 5 minutes.
Oh,
and he still lives, you know.
Oh, my God.
He was a little 3-year-old at the time, you know.
Oh.
The Mark knew a story how he survived, you know. But in any case, what happened? So I don't buy it, Kate. You know, but the point is that there's been a lot of different angles to this case. Really points certain things out. The jury did their job, okay? Nobody saw her drown her baby. Nobody saw her killer, okay? And there just wasn't any DNA to tie her to it, okay? And they couldn't convict her, just like it happened with O.J. Everybody knows O.J. killed his wife and Ronald Goldman, okay? The man's a walking murderer, all right? Or actually, not walking, he's in prison, right?
Yeah, for somebody else.
You know, but people sometimes get away with it. You know, we try our best here. This is a perfect reason why we should never pass judgment on other people, you know, because you don't know all the facts of how that person was raised, why that person did that, okay? That's, you know, that's for the Almighty to do. And
yeah.
Guess what? He knows who killed this child. He knows how this child died.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And this is the part that bugs me. You know, we talked about last fight how this is the greatest country in America. But unfortunately, I wonder how many of the high percentage of the people in this country can't live up to their own actions. Okay? Lack immaturity, lack respect or dignity, and most of all, lack integrity. Okay? Look how many people go to court trying to save their own ass. Okay? When they can walk in there and go, hey, I did it, Your Honor. And Kate, I got a ticket a couple weeks ago for going 6 miles an hour over the speed limit. Okay? The guy pulled me over, says, well, we got a big thing going on, you know. I knew I was going 5 miles an hour over. He wrote me for going 6. I had to pay $60. When am I going to go into the judge and go, I know I wasn't going over. I was going to speed limit, Your Honor. When I knew I was going 5 miles an hour faster. It's a lack of integrity, Kate. And this girl will walk the rest of her life most likely knowing what she did or how her child died and not owning up to it. And I'm just sick and tired of seeing all the money that's spent in our court system by people who lack integrity.
I agree. What a way to end that conversation. Hundreds and thousands of dollars thrown out the window for this trial, for this case that everybody was so focused on. And guess what? The Anthony family has to live with it because they know what happened here. They do. Someone does.